This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have some breaking news. A driver intentionally crashed his car into a Connecticut hospital's emergency room entrance this morning. And he set himself on fire. The unidentified man, who is said to be in his 20s, crashed a silver vehicle. It looks like a Ford Escort to me. I can't say for sure. Crashed a silver vehicle into the entrance of Middlesex Hospital in Middletown, Connecticut. That was around 10 a.m. this morning, destroying the entrance to the emergency room. Witnesses told police that the man then set himself on fire and gasoline cans were found inside the vehicle. The man was taken to the hospital with burn injuries. He is in critical condition. I mean, luckily he was right there in the hospital. I mean, he didn't have to travel far to go to an emergency room. The only thing is he wrecked the emergency room. So images from the scene, I'm looking at a picture right now, showed a silver vehicle with smashed windshields resting inside the building and the entrance to the hospital demolished. The fire department was called to the scene to put out the flames. Smoke was seen filling into the emergency room area. I'm not sure if this was an act of terrorism or not. Middleton Mayor Dan Drew did not provide a possible motive in the incident. He said police believe it was isolated. The hospital said all patients and staff have been accounted for and are safe. The emergency department, of course, is closed until further notice, and authorities said they were not aware of any recent threats to the hospital. This looks deliberate. This looks like somebody wanted to use a weapon to hurt people. I would call it an act of terrorism. I have no problem doing that. I know everyone's like, no, you can't say that until we got all the facts. Cars are weapons. They could be deadly vehicles. Not sure why he had to set himself on fire. But the one thing I think we can say, okay, even if we can't call this terrorism or, you know, we're kind of at a loss for what a motive would be, is this person did not have all his marbles. Something's not right. Now, I was talking to some people the other day about, you know, what we're kind of dealing with in this day and age of, you know, society and Nicholas Cruz shooting up a school, etc. And the question we have is, have there always been this percentage of the population having this type of mental illness? Or do we have more people with mental illness today than we did? You know, my husband brought up where schools used to have rifle teams. I think some schools may have rifle teams. So students would bring their rifles to school. You know, just like you bring your lacrosse stick or, you know, your football gear and your duffel bag, you would bring your rifles to school because you were on the rifle team. If you were on the archery team, you'd bring your bow and arrow. These were sports. And I don't know if in the past there were schools that were shot up. I mean, I know automatic rifles are a little bit newer, okay? We probably wouldn't have seen that, you know, in schools during the 1920s and things like that, you know, as easily obtainable. But did you have kids try to kill other kids? In the 1920s and 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s, did schools have students that would go on killing sprees, try to run people over with the car, try to stab people, try to light things on fire? Yeah, you had firecrackers and, you know, other sorts of explosives that kids would play with in the olden days. I mean, did they ever try to kill other kids? Maybe they did. But the media was different back then. I mean, now we hear about everything. And I've got to take that into account, being a journalist, is that just now we have such a good means of getting the news covered that we hear about it all the time. And so do things seem to be more prevalent now than the past because it's apparent? It's, you know, I had read an article years ago out of a 1950s newspaper, I told you guys about this, where a child was abducted. And the child was abducted, and everybody was searching for the child. And how the child got abducted was the stores in New York. You know, you had real estate was very expensive, obviously. And so if a mom had a baby in a carriage, you would leave the baby on the sidewalk with all the other babies. And then you would go into the store with your bag, okay, your recyclable bag or your basket, buy your groceries and leave. Grocery stores weren't big enough like Walmart, which, by the way, even Walmart, I can't get around with my cart. There's too many people in the aisles. But grocery stores weren't like that. You didn't use carts. You'd use a basket. You'd buy whatever groceries, fresh food you needed. Refrigerators were small, etc. Buy what you needed, go to the local store, and then you'd go up to your apartment, etc. So you would leave your kids on the sidewalk of a New York street. And I believe one mom left her kid with another kid, one of her older children, I think a four-year-old. And leaving kids on the sidewalk was commonplace back then. So somebody took the baby, and the police in this article talked about how they were searching women in the area who had just lost a baby. So maybe something that was common is if you miscarried, you would steal somebody else's baby. That might have been more common. And it was just an article in print in a newspaper in New York. I don't think it was the New York Times. It was just some periodical. And it made it seem like that this wasn't a real rare occurrence. Child abductions would happen. And the huge demographic of concern, the biggest suspects, would be people who had miscarried, lost a baby. So you just wonder, you know, were crimes that we see today also done at the same frequency in the olden days, but it just, you know, wasn't reported to the degree that we have now? And so we'll talk about the latest with Donald Trump and school safety, etc. But I'd really like to know, do we have more people with mental illness now because of drugs or whatever? Or do we have the same amount of people? They're just, you know, using more violent methods. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe, and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So earlier this week, President Donald Trump listened to a series of emotional stories, right, and pleas from students to enhance school safety. This occurred at the White House. And he had, when he listened to survivors and, people with concerns about what happened with the latest Florida school shooting, he had floated the idea that teachers and school staff should be armed. He had said if you had a teacher who was adept with a firearm, they could end the attack very quickly. And he said schools that could arm up to 20% of the teachers could stop maniacs who may try to attack them. He said this would be obviously only for people who are very adept at handling the gun, which I agree with. And it would be, it's called concealed carry, where a teacher would have a concealed gun on them. They'd go for special training, and they would be there, and you would no longer have a gun-free zone. He said gun-free zones to a maniac, because we're all cowards, a gun-free zone is let's go in, let's attack, because bullets aren't coming back at us. And it's frustrating because many of these shootings are happening in gun-free zones. You know, there was a shooting at a mall in Oregon,
And it was years ago, and it wasn't that highly publicized because the shooter was stopped when he saw somebody was a CCW. I think it was a retired or a off-duty officer or security guard was hiding behind a pillar pointing a gun at him. When the shooter saw that he had a gun on him, he stopped, pointed his own assault rifle on himself, and killed himself. And so having other people be able to stop you is something that I think a lot of us are fans of. We just don't know how to, when we want to pick one political side or another, how to support something like that. But for those of us that are like, look, okay, we need people who know what they're doing, okay, to be around our children, protecting our most precious commodity. If we have armed guards, right, around our politicians, and we have a lot of security around our athletes, do we put athletes and politicians ahead of our kids? Apparently we do in society. I think our kids should be always, you know, should be surrounded, especially in schools, by the same type of security that politicians get, that athletes get at sports events, that Hollywood stars get. It's a no-brainer. So, apparently Donald Trump got a lot of, flack for his recommendation for teachers being armed. Well, he doubled down and had a lot of tweets this morning. He said, "I never said, quote, give teachers guns, like was stated on fake news, CNN and NBC. What I said was to look at the possibility of giving concealed guns to gun-adept teachers with military or special training experience. Only the best. 20% of teachers, a lot, would now be able to immediately fire back if a savage sicko came to a school with bad intentions. Highly trained teachers would also serve as a deterrent to the cowards that do this. Far more assets at much less cost than guards. A gun-free school is a magnet for bad people. Attacks would end." He also says history shows that a school shooting lasts on average 3 minutes. It takes police and first responders approximately 5 to 8 minutes to get to the site of crime. Highly trained gun-adept teachers or coaches could solve the problem instantly before police arrive. Capitalize, great deterrent. And he still goes on. He says, if a potential sicko shooter knows that a school has a large number of very weapons-talented teachers and others who will be instantly shooting, the sicko will never attack that school. Cowards won't go there, problem solved. Must be offensive. Defense alone won't work. And then he tweeted a few minutes later, "I will be strongly pushing comprehensive background checks with an emphasis on mental health, raise age to 21, and end the sale of bump stocks. Congress is in a mood to finally do something on this issue. - I hope! ! Now, he's right about if the response time is longer than the mayhem a shooter could do, you need people on site that could deter the assailant. I mean, look at what happened with Representative Scalise when they were having their softball practice for a charity event one morning. While the shooter was gunning people down, even on the ground, trying to hide in dugouts, thank God there were people there with weapons that were able to discharge their firearm to help stop them before, you know, authorities could come. It's a sad world we live in. It's sad, and it's unfortunately, you know, a reality today. Now, what about raising the age for gun purchases to 21? All right, I don't think I'm opposed to that. I mean, you know, it's a shame at age 18, you know, you could serve the country, you could die for the country, but you can't have a drink, okay, right? Can't have alcohol, and then you can't purchase a firearm. I wonder if people in the military will obviously have a, be allowed an exception, because, I mean, if you're in the military and you've served your country for a couple of years and you're home and you want to make sure that your family is protected when you're gone, you know, when you're 20 years old. But, I don't really see why the average 18 or 19-year-old needs to be able to purchase a weapon. I wouldn't be opposed to that, but it's not going to solve the problem with our gun issues, because Adam Lanza, who shot up Sandy Hook Elementary School, didn't purchase the gun. It was his mother's. He took his mother's gun. You know, if a lot of these kids are using the weapons of their relatives, then it's not an issue of them purchasing. This particular issue with this Nicholas Cruz, who purchased, I don't know, buku amounts of weapons, a law like that would have helped in this case. But if he really wanted to shoot up a school, if he didn't buy a gun, would he have somebody else buy the gun for him, like we would have people over 21 buy our beer? Yeah, he could. So it's a nice thing to do. And it looks like we're moving forward. Is that going to stop the killings? Probably not. And, you know, legislators need to look like they're doing something. And I see what Trump's doing, and I get that. And, you know, you have to move. You can't do nothing. If you do nothing, you look apathetic. So you have to pass some laws. Something's going to have to get passed, because otherwise voters are going to be all unhappy. But me being a realist, I'm like, okay, what are you passing? Is it really going to help? Just like with Obamacare, okay, we see what a cluster that was when you tried to pass a bill so quickly just to pass a bill. Look at what's now happening with narcotics. The state I live in Nevada, they very reactively passed a bill called AB 474 to try to cut back on opioid deaths, because we have 400 a year, 400 too many. But to react to the 400 deaths a year that my state has, they are affecting millions of people's ability to get pain medication and affecting thousands of doctors, such that doctors are saying, I'm out of here. I don't want to lose my license over a pain prescription because somebody's overdosing on heroin and they're going to blame me for giving them a Vicodin a year before. I'm out of this. So whenever legislators are like, we've got to pass something because we've got to look like we're doing something so we could get, you know, reelected, trouble can come. And so, you know, bump stocks, I get, you know, raising the minimum age of purchasing certain weapons, I get, okay? Increasing our background checks, I get. But if what we're being told is right, where all these shooters at Fort Hood, at Aurora, Colorado, James Holmes, Jared Loughner with the Tucson shooter, if what we're being told, that all these people did pass background checks, and we're legislating more background checks, well, that looks nice. We're looking like we're busy doing something. But are we going to stop school shooting? What do Democrats and Republicans and independents and any of us want? We want school shootings to stop. We don't give a damn about a politician's political career. Okay? We just want the shootings to stop. Now, some people are like, oh, well, I want the Democrats to make headway and I want the Republicans to make headway. Okay, that's not my goal. I don't give a damn about the Democrats or the Republicans. I don't give a damn about that. I give a damn about our kids being in school when somebody comes and decides to shoot them up. And how these kids are, well, anybody. It could be a mall. It could be, you know, like the UPS store in San Francisco. It could be any place where you are a sitting duck because you are unarmed, because you're in a gun-free zone. Somebody walks in and you can't protect yourself. That's what I care about. So if we're going to legislate, figure out how to legislate against these loonies coming in and shooting people up. But doing a bunch of hoopla is not, it just looks nice, but it doesn't do anything. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Franklin Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So a groundbreaking study has come out saying antidepressants really work. They do work. Antidepressants. Some are better than others, but they really do help ease depression. As a medical doctor that has been prescribing antidepressants now since the 90s, my answer to that is no, duh. Yeah, of course they work. I mean, duh. Anyway, they did a study. Researchers analyzed data from 522 trials, published and unpublished, that included more than 116,000 participants. Of the 21 antidepressants studied, all of them worked better than placebo. All of them did. In the short term, for acute depression, antidepressants seem to work modestly. They do have some benefit, on average, but they are not a panacea. Clearly, we need more effective interventions, according to Dr. John Ioannidis, professor of disease prevention at Stanford University in California.
Now, the antidepressants that are sold in the United States in the study found to be the most effective included amitriptyline, which is kind of an older school antidepressant, tricyclic antidepressant, Effexor, an SNRI, Lexapro, Paxil, Remeron, Trintellix. Those seem to do the best. Those that made the least effective list of antidepressant drugs sold in the U.S. were Luvox, Trazodone, and Prozac. When researchers checked which depression drugs were tolerated the best, for a toleration standpoint, Celexa was tolerated the best, Lexapro, Prozac, Trintellix, and Zoloft. And then the drugs that were found to be the least well-tolerated was amitriptyline, clomipramine, Cymbalta, Effexor, Luvox, and Trazodone. Now, the study authors wrote that there's been a long-lasting debate and concern about antidepressants' efficacy and effectiveness because short-term benefits are modest. And long-term balance of benefits and harms are often understudied. And I'm going to talk a little bit about this because I know a lot of people have questions on this. And, of course, we're taking your questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Dr. Richard Kant Tazzaro, chairman of psychiatry at Northern Westchester Hospital, Mount Kisco, New York, says that this review shows that all of these medications can be effective in treating depression. He explained that all distinguish themselves from placebo, but there's no hands-down winner. And Dr. Cantazaro said, if you're looking for the most tolerable, the most effective, you're left with Lexapro and Trintellix. In addition, he said that even though amitriptyline was on the most effective list, it's also least tolerated. So it's generally not really used first line anymore. In fact, we're worried about people overdosing on that. So the differences were still small. And for some people, a less effective drug might work really well. So you want to make sure you're getting the right dose of medicine for you. And, of course, Dr. Ioannidis does not recommend that antidepressants are the only way to approach depression. You should also have therapy, which we agree to. Okay? Agree? You know, maybe diet, good exercise, etc. So, we have millions of people on antidepressants. Millions. In fact, some of the shooters probably have been on antidepressants, you know, these SSRIs or etc. And so, we have been using these medications, and they've been so popular because they work. That's why this is a no-duh study. Yeah. If they didn't work, people wouldn't use them. If a diet doesn't work, people won't go on that diet. If a pain pill doesn't work, people won't use it for pain. I mean, you know, people have been using, you know, saying, oh, yeah, take Tylenol for your arthritis. People are like, the Tylenol doesn't work. So now it's kind of mainstay. Tylenol is not really going to help you with your arthritis pain to the degree that others would. So it starts becoming common knowledge. And we talked about how these medications work. They may increase certain hormones, may allow your hormone levels to not deteriorate and metabolize as quickly, like the SSRIs. And we've spent a lot of different time talking about receptors of the brain and how these medicines could trigger elevations of some of the chemicals that will enhance mood. But we have to be very, very careful with these medications. And a big concern I have as a physician, and I'm a family physician, board certified, okay, is when somebody misses their dose. I like to pick a medicine where if you do miss a dose, you're still covered. You're still good. Some people may lose a prescription, and it may take them a week to get their medication. Some of these medications are very long-acting. Prozac, for example. Prozac was found to be least effective. And I rarely prescribe Prozac. I rarely prescribed it. However, one very good thing about Prozac, it might not have been a good thing. It took a while to kick in. Prozac was one of the first SSRIs, serotonin selective reuptake inhibitors. So it took a while to kick in, but it would stay in your system longer. So if you went on vacation, you accidentally forgot your prescription, you could probably still be good for that week until you get back. Whereas a medicine like Effexor, you miss a dose in a day or two, you feel it, and you don't do well. And a big concern people ask me is, if I start an antidepressant, am I going to be worse when I miss a dose? Initially, yeah, you will. You will have a more reactive depression, probably more dramatic than you would never starting the medication. However, for that medication to have been started, you were bad. And so will this dramatic drop in your mood be your going from a new baseline down to your old baseline? And because that happened so quickly, that's where the dramatics came from? That's how you dramatically felt that? Or do you dip a little lower than your original baseline and then just end up back at your baseline? It's hard to tell. Because most people will say, oh, I feel bad. So like, for example, some people take a pain pill, a narcotic for a migraine. And they'll say after the narcotic wears off, the migraine is worse than when it started. They may be right about that. Or they may be perceiving that because they had the euphoria from the narcotic. The headache went away. They finally felt good. And all of a sudden, boom, that headache came back. And because of the speed at which that headache came back, it seemed like it was worse. So treating people with antidepressants has been a phenomenal advancement in the way we do medicine and we treat mental health issues. But it's also very, very scary in that if somebody doesn't get their medicine and go off their medication, how bad do they get? How reactive are they going to be? And so many medical providers are getting a little nervous because when something does happen, the doctor that gives them the medication is looked at. Well, maybe you treated them wrong, or you didn't follow their depression well, or their anxiety well, or you didn't, you know. And so a lot of doctors say, you know what, let's just have them co-managed by a psychiatrist. I'm trained a little bit in depression and anxiety. I'm trained in some behavioral disorders, but I don't want to take on the liability. Go and see a psychiatrist. Well, how many psychiatrists do we have practicing? Yeah, we have thousands of psychiatrists, but not enough for the millions of people with mental illness. So we have some people where they're moody, they're grumpy, they get sad. They may be in an unhappy marriage, an unhappy work life, may not like the way they look, their bodies, whatever, and these medicines help them cope and get through the day. But then you have others that take the exact same medicines and want to kill people. They have so much anger, and when they take the medication, they don't feel angry. When they go off the medicine, they get angry. We need to identify who we're dealing with. Will the average person admit that they want to kill somebody to a medical professional? No, because they don't want to go to jail. They also don't want it in an electronic medical record. They also don't want the government knowing about it. And now that it's being suggested that any sort of mental illness prevents you from having a gun, which I understand, any incapacitating mental illness absolutely should. You know, you really shouldn't be walking around with a gun. I agree with that. But how many people with mild depression are going to have their medical records just state that? No, it just says depression. And then are they not going to be able to, you know, be able to arm themselves? So it's a tough, very tough situation. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, man, this nurse really got her butt handed to her on a platter by U.S. District Judge Henry Autry. There was a woman who pretended to be a nurse at a St. Louis hospital, being reported by Fox News, has been sentenced to 5 years of probation and 8 months of house arrest. And Judge Henry Autry said, "What the hell were you thinking?" That's exactly what he said. Quote, he asked a defendant in the court on Wednesday. Prosecutors say Samantha Rivera, 36 years old, used fake credentials to land a nursing job in the ICU at St. Alexis Hospital. She had no qualifications. They say she lied about her education for a teaching position at Brown Mackey College in Albuquerque, New Mexico, according to St. Louis Dispatch. She has been ordered to repay $21,000 to a staffing agency that placed her at St. Alexis and $28,000 to the nursing school where she taught. She was teaching other nurses. The judge called Rivera's actions reprehensible and said her patients could have been harmed by her muddling about the ICU. Rivera's public defender Charles Banks said Rivera suffered trauma in her past that caused her, quote, self-destructive and frankly bizarre behavior. How the hell did she get into an ICU? Banks said Rivera was, quote, too emotional to speak. He read an email written by her in which she acknowledged bottoming out and needing treatment for a long period of time. The judge said you need to do some serious soul searching and think about what you did and what could have happened. Now, why this case really, really bothers me is, again, mental illness at the forefront. I told you, when I was in medical school, they said an average of one out of three, on average, one out of three people have some sort of mental illness. One out of three. That's why this is such a difficult issue to tackle when it comes to school shootings. There are so many people with mental illness. And this woman is an example of somebody with mental illness who is able to navigate a system, be very crafty, have certain levels of competency, and get herself into the one of the most rigorous departments of a hospital and highly acute areas of a hospital. How? How in heaven's name could something like this happen? Because people with mental illness are not the stereotypical, what was that movie with Jack Nicholson, Wonderful Over the Cuckoo's Nest? Right? And still, even in that movie, you could see the intelligence of people with mental illness. Some people with mental illness are brighter than we could ever imagine. And if they spent just 1/1,000th of that creativity and that intelligence to doing something that was not illegal or unethical, they could do really, really well for themselves. But they would rather do something unethical. They'd rather cheat. Some people that steal. The psychology behind criminals, it's fascinating. Even if they could get a job that pays more, it's the love of getting away with a steal or a theft that drives them. It just doesn't understand, you know, a rapist. He could have as much sex surrounding him. He could have tons of, you know, mates to have sex with. That's not why they rape. It's for the violence. It's for the control. Somebody with mental illness goes after something without the logic that we would think. And, you know, you're thinking, well, if she had all this wily, you know, creative tools in her messed up mind, why didn't she do something else, like rob a bank? Or why would you become a nurse? And in one of the most difficult departments, the ICU, why would you do that? I don't know. They're not saying what happened. They're not saying if there were any drugs on board. They aren't saying how she got caught. Did somebody go, you don't know what you're doing? They're not saying why she chose nursing. But, you know, you and I as patients are like, oh my gosh, how does this happen? Isn't everybody in a hospital or a medical office or getting a license vetted? Yeah, they should be. Somebody says they went to a school. You get transcript from the school. And if something doesn't seem right, you call the school. You look at their letters of recommendation. You call previous employers. There's databases. I mean, you know, I understand we have a nursing shortage, and maybe there might have been a laziness allowing a reliance on a staffing agency, but the staffing agency usually does background checks. Staffing agencies are really good with this. But boy, did this woman know how to mess with the system. And to think that you could have a healthcare worker that isn't qualified managing your medications in your ventilation settings is very scary. Can you ask a nurse or a doctor for their qualifications? You can. Are they going to show them? No. Doctors used to have offices where you'd have all your certificates up on the wall. Real estate's expensive, so the average doctor doesn't have all their certificates on the wall. You just go in, and the first time you even meet the doctor is when you're undressed on their table, on the exam table. And you have to take their word for it that they went to certain schools. Now, the reason why we have licensing boards in states, just like nursing boards, is because somebody needs to oversee and make sure a doctor is aligned. Make sure a doctor is doing what they're supposed to. So there's always boards that oversee. And you may look up your doctor. Do you look up the nurse that changed shifts and now takes care of you in the middle of the night? No, you don't. You're in the hospital. So unfortunately, this is a very, very rare occurrence, but it's a very, very scary one. Also scary, a healthcare worker with tuberculosis had contact with 600 people in Southeast Michigan. In Ann Arbor, healthcare facilities in three Southeast Michigan counties have been notified by the state that workers may have been in close contact with a healthcare worker who was diagnosed with TB. And the worker had no idea they had TB. Possibly 600 people affected, including two hospitals and a senior rehab and long-term care facility in Washtenaw, Livingston, and Oakland counties. Facilities include St. Joseph, Mercy, Ann Arbor, and Livingston Hospitals, and South Lyon Senior Care Rehab. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services is working collaboratively with health departments now to determine the health status of patients, test them, etc. And the worker is currently receiving treatment, not working at the time. Currently, patients and staff have been exposed or being notified, encouraged to obtain testing. Those who do not receive notification identifying them as someone who has been in close contact with the individual, still has some concerns, should contact their local health agency. Blood tests, medical treatment are being offered, etc. TB is treatable. It's a bacterial disease. Their TB could be active. It could also be latent, where you could carry it and not be sick. The CDC, according to, in 2016, reported 9,200 new cases of TB in the United States, of which 133 cases were reported from Michigan. So not a lot out of Michigan, but still. And not everyone exposed to TB is going to get infected. So there are tests to test if you were exposure. Screening tests, however, include the chest x-ray. So, when somebody goes, oh, I was screened because I got the TB test, that may not necessarily be the most ideal screen. Chest x-ray would be. But we also like to test your cultures. That's a more specific test. Have you coughed stuff up? This brings to the subject of, healthcare workers, and should they be routinely screened in terms of their health before they show up to work? All it takes is a healthcare worker getting other people sick, and now we're going to have legislators want to legislate that, where before you come into your shift, you get screened for flu, you get screened for, and you want to know what? It may not be that bad an idea in theory, because I don't want somebody having the flu infecting me if I go into a medical office or with tuberculosis, etc. But then on the other end, I mean, how do you influence something like that? Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place.
And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.